Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Evening there, episode 172, I believe, today, and the message today, tonight is that you need to think about ways of surprising people. And the reason I say that is because if you look at what you do, if you do what you say you're going to do, if you deliver the thing that people expect, whether it be an endoscopy or whether it be a joint replacement or whether it be a some kind of intervention or some kind of surgery, if you do that well, you're going to get a happy patient. And if you do that badly, you're going to get an unhappy patient. So that's the difference between a happy and an unhappy patient, whether you do the thing that you have said you're going to do well or badly. And if you do it like really well, you're going to get a really happy patient. But what we all need to be looking for is delighted patients. We need to look for patients who have had an amazing experience. And if you want to have a delighted patient, the difference between a happy patient and a delighted patient is surprise. And if you look at if you have kind of like a spectrum between a happy and an unhappy patient, if once you introduce surprise, then surprise can lead you to have an angry patient or a delighted patient. So if you have surprise in a bad way, that's when an unhappy patient becomes angry. They start posting things online, they start getting aggressive, they start getting really difficult. And ideally, you obviously want to avoid surprise at that end of the spectrum. But if you can get it in a positive way, if you can get things that were not necessarily expected, then you can get someone who is an advocate of your practice, who thinks you're great, who will sing your praises. And so you need to think about ways that you can surprise your patients. They say that success in business comes after you've done the thing that you're expected to do. So it's a given that you're going to do the thing, whatever it is that you do. Everyone does the thing, let's be honest. What you want to do if you want to look at building your private practice is you want to be looking at ways you can do more than the thing that you do, whether that be an operation or some kind of intervention or whatever. You need to be doing more than just the thing. You need to be looking at ways that you can surprise people, because you need to be remarkable. You need to be able to be remarked upon. And as I say, it works both ways. If you're remarkable in a bad way, then you have an angry patient, but you want to be remarkable in a good way. And have a delighted patient. If you're just doing the thing that you do well or badly, that's not very remarkable. I went and had a procedure and it all went according to plan, and I feel better now. It's like, well, hopefully everyone who has that procedure, that's kind of what you expect. You expect to feel better once you've had the procedure. But if you can get into thinking about ways that you can go above and beyond. I'm a massive fan of video in general, and particularly personalised videos. And I often talk about sending out personalised videos. Now that's over and above. Personalised video or a phone call, if someone rings with a problem, if you phone them to say how to deal with that problem, or even if you phone them when they haven't phoned with a problem. Just thinking of ways you can go extra, sending them something if they've had a procedure, sending them something a little bit different. I mean, obviously you're going to send them a post-op instruction sheet, but is there something you could send a little bit different? Is there anything you could go a little bit further in terms of looking after them? Thinking about ways at every step of the way, when they inquire, when they come to the clinic, after they've come to the clinic, is there anything you can do a little bit different to what everybody else is doing? And let's face it, this isn't difficult. I always say it's not difficult because no one's doing anything. People are coming to clinic and then nothing is happening. They're getting a letter which is copied to the GP and that's it. They're getting nothing. So even a little follow-up call, a little courtesy call, how's it going? As I say, a little personalised video perhaps saying, look, good to see you in the clinic last week. Hope you get all the info. If you've got any questions, phone me or contact me in this way. So I'm not talking about doing massive surprise parties. I'm not talking about sending them a cake, which something bursts out of. I'm just talking about little things that can be remarkable. Things like little branded gowns and what have you we have when people are in the hospital. Little different things that maybe other people haven't thought of because they think that if they do a good job, they're going to grow their practice. But what they realise is everyone's at least trying to do a good job. And if you really want to grow more than that sort of organic rate that most people grow at, if you want to go exponential, then you have to spend your working day thinking about this sort of stuff, because we're all thinking about how we can do a better job clinically. We're all on that path and we're all on a similar trajectory. Okay, you might be talented at doing the doctor side of things, but broadly speaking, we're all on that trajectory and we're all working towards it. And at our appraisals, they all want to know how we're doing our CPD. But what no one's really focusing on is how we can try and make ourselves remarkable, make ourselves stand out, and really try and get these delighted patients rather than the happy patients. It's the delighted patients that are going to grow and build your practice, because those are the ones that are going to talk to their friends. They're going to give you a review. They're going to refer patients to you. And those are the ones that are going to grow your practice. The happy ones, fine, maybe in the first few months afterwards, but a few years later, they'll be like, oh yeah, I had a good, yeah, it was at that hospital. They probably won't remember who you are. So I'm not saying don't go for happy. You've got to go for happy. Hopefully they're all happy, but we need to push them into that delighted phase. And the difference between happy and delighted is surprise. So work on surprise. Think of things you can do, and I say it doesn't take much. It might be a phone call, it might be you, it might be your nurse, your secretary, or whatever. It might be a video call, it might be a little gift, it might be a card, it might be something sent in the post. Just something that you could do, maybe something you could give them when they at the hospital after their procedure. Is there something that you can do that will just push you into that? Wow, that was thoughtful, you know, that was nice. And then you can be remarkable, able to be remarked upon. That is the goal. So spend your days, by all means, think about improving your clinical acumen, but think about how you can surprise your patients. That's the message. Episode 172, surprise your patients. What can you do to surprise them? And then your practice will grow. Good luck.